The school board, administration, and law enforcement started the evening off with presentations that covered the school security measures and wellness programs already in place. The public input session lasted a little over 2 hours, with nearly 30 people giving input and asking questions. Run, hide, fight, and active shooter drills are security protocols the district uses. Teachers, students, and staff are being trained in these measures, but parent April Estral is concerned drills aren't happening regularly.
I have an eighth grader and a second grader. The Heber Valley Elementary second grader knows exactly what to do in a lockdown drill, explained everything to us, to my husband and I. My eighth grader has not had any lockdown drills, according to her, and I've also spoken to other parents that have children at Rocky Mountain Middle School. They agree that their children also agree that there hasn't been any lockdown drills. I think that is so important. It's scary today that this is what we've come to, but we're past that. We're to the point to where there's no more room for mistakes. Unfortunately, these children need to know exactly what to do in a lockdown drill, just like they do for a fire drill. It needs to be that easy to do, because in that moment, fear takes over, panic takes over, and again, these are children.
There were also concerns about the designated reunification site. Some parents worry that children aren't taking the drill seriously, while others are traumatized by the threat of a school shooting. Parent Chrisanne Epps says she would like to see the drills be more realistic.
My concern is about the rec center being kind of a safe house. That's great, but have the kids been given the opportunity to run there? Could that be used as a drill? Because, I mean, that might, I don't know if it would help. I don't know if it would take up half of a day, but I wonder if they were put in the position of maybe, you know, fake active shooters in the hallway, if they were given the opportunity to run.
Many parents asked the school board to clarify their position on concealed carry in the schools. One parent suggested bringing in retired veterans to guard schools. Perry Rose, a former private security business owner with a background in law enforcement, urged the board to be open to guarding the schools with private security resources, saying the police and sheriff's departments are stretched too thin. A handful of parents asked about endorsing more concealed carry training for faculty and staff. Sheriff's Deputy Jared Rigby says Utah's concealed carry law allows for loaded guns to be brought onto school property. He strongly encourages those with a concealed carry permit to participate in additional emergency training. He also urges open communication with law enforcement so they know who has a weapon in the event of an active shooter situation. Sweat says the school district does not take a position on the issue of concealed carry and says they will follow the laws of the state.
Is the teachers aren't allowed to carry a weapon at school. If they are a concealed carry permit holder, our intention is to strictly follow the state law as it relates to concealed carry. We don't discourage it. We don't encourage it. We do believe that those people that do concealed carry, that they have a very heavy responsibility to act responsibly. And we appreciate their efforts in being concerned with defending our children as well. Follow the state law to the letter of the law. We know this is a hot topic, and there are people on both sides.
That was Superintendent Paul Sweat. Board President Ann Horner says every one of the comments made on Thursday will be incorporated into their future security planning. The school board meets next on March 22nd at 6:30 in the Wasatch Education Center boardroom. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.